VOA News, I'm Gene Randall. Indonesian authorities say one person has died of a heart attack and four people were injured after a 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the island of Java this morning, causing buildings to sway as far away as the capital, Jakarta. The National Disaster Mitigation Agency says more than 100 houses and buildings were damaged, and at least 1,000 people fled to temporary shelters. Damages were reported in Banten and West Java provinces. China's foreign ministry is criticizing U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to impose 10% tariffs on the remaining $300 billion in Chinese imports he has not already taxed. Beijing is threatening countermeasures. Apparently unfazed by that, Mr. Trump said Friday, the current situation cannot be allowed to continue.
We have been treated so badly, and I don't blame China. I blame our past leaders, our past presidents, our past trade representatives. They've done a terrible job.
Zhang Jun is China's new United Nations ambassador.
If U.S. wishes to talk, then we will talk. If they want to fight, then we will fight.
Economists predict U.S. consumers will find themselves paying more for such items as cell phones, clothing, and toys, key purchases during the Christmas holiday shopping season. The United States and the Taliban are holding an eighth round of peace talks today in Qatar. Officials say it is the most crucial point in the negotiations, designed to bring an end to the 18-year war in Afghanistan. Earlier this week, Suhail Shaheen, who speaks for the Taliban, told VOA the two sides have worked hard and are closing in on a draft text. He said, quote, "We have addressed all major issues." Meanwhile, the United Nations reports a sharp rise in civilian casualties in Afghanistan last month. The UN says more than 1,500 civilians were killed and injured in July, the highest total for any single month since May 2017. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump's pick for the next director of national intelligence has withdrawn his nomination. Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas bowed to growing questions about his qualifications and experience. The president blamed the news media, telling reporters Ratcliffe was treated unfairly and that the confirmation process would have been a long, hard slog.
I asked him, I said, "Do you want to go through this for 2 or 3 months, or would you want me to maybe do something else?" And he thought about it. I said, "It's going to be rough." I could see exactly where the press was going. And fake news.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says it welcomes the closure of three detention centers in Libya, but voices concern about the whereabouts and fate of the refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants who were held in those facilities. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency has been advocating for the release of refugees, asylum seekers, and migrants from Libya's detention centers for a long time. And so it says it is pleased that three of the country's largest facilities, Misrata, Tajura, and Qom's, have been shut. However, UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mihecic tells VOA he has no idea what has happened to the inmates.
To our knowledge, there are 19 official detention centers run by the authorities that there are currently active in Libya, with nearly 5,000 refugees and migrants that are arbitrarily detained there.
Mihecic says UNHCR is closely following developments. He says refugees should not be put in detention.
That was Lisa Schlein for VOA from Geneva. India has deported a former Maldives vice president, Ahmed Adib, who is facing attempted murder and corruption charges at home. He's been accused of trying to assassinate then-Maldives President Abdullah Yameen in 2015. Adib reportedly tried to enter India's southern port of Tuticorin on Thursday aboard a tugboat. The vessel's crew and Adib were apprehended by Maldives authorities at the international maritime boundary line. South Korea says it will end Japan's status as a preferred trading partner in retaliation for Tokyo making the same move against Seoul. Japan last month restricted exports of high-tech materials to South Korea. Those materials are used to produce semiconductors, smartphone displays, and other electronics that serve as the backbone of South Korea's export-driven economy. Japan's moves are widely seen as retaliation for recent South Korean court rulings ordering Japanese companies to compensate Koreans who were forced to work during Japan's colonial occupation of Korea. More news online at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.